Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I wish that you were especially this day healthy and doing okay. This is the time of year when there's a lot of hacking going on and a lot of congestion. And when you're sick and you're not feeling so well, you really just want to go back and do the basics well. You know, sleeping, eating, that sort of thing. Well, that's a good intro for what we're going to talk about today, which is the gift that God gives us in our baptism. We can oftentimes get caught up in deep discussion about things, but how important it is to go back to basics and realize the identity that God gives us in our baptism. We are God's own precious child, and so today we're going to be reminded of a very basic principle. God loves us and that we are his special child. We can live in hope and live in grace heading into this new year. Just a couple announcements to share. We're going to try and keep our announcements brief today because it looks like we got a few of them lining up. So we are going to keep them brief so we can actually get into the worship service. The first is that we do have a slew of Bible studies that are starting off. The Mid-Valley Women of Faith are starting their Bible study here at Peace. That starts January 21st. That's a Tuesday. It goes from 9 to 10:30 and goes for about 8 weeks. So you'll want to check the tables out for more the tables in the fellowship hall for more information about that Bible study. And then also I'd share that there is a men's Bible study that happens here at Peace the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, and that's always at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the fellowship hall. Just wanted to share those two details. I got a couple other things, but let's pass it off to our other people here this morning. Peggy, nice to have you back with us this morning, and Bill too, her husband.
Thank you. This is Mite Box Sunday, and I would like to tell you what the mites will be used for the month of January and February. While Guatemala is a beautiful country, many people suffer in extreme poverty, and over 50% of the children are malnourished and have no access to any form of medical or dental care. Most have no prenatal or postnatal care and often die from preventable diseases. Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hood River, Oregon, and the Lutheran Church of Guatemala have partnered together to share God's physical and spiritual healing with as many souls as possible. They have developed a network of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod partner churches to send medical professionals and mission teams to Guatemala on short-term medical mission trips. In order to reach these isolated villages, they need the right tool, namely a mobile medical mercy mission bus. The funds will be used to purchase and retrofit a bus with medical equipment. Bible school equipment will also be purchased, enabling the teams to heal both the physical and spiritual needs of the Guatemalan children. While the physicians tend to their physical needs, the ministers and lay leaders go into the villages and set up Bible classes, vacation Bible school, and worship services. And Child Beyond International will continue to financially support this mission. And we're going to strive to earn $100,000 this month in mites.
All right, great. That's going to happen right after our offering is collected. I'll come forward with the mite box, and we'll collect that in our service. George, President George.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Have a couple of reminders for all. Our annual church congregational meeting will be held next Sunday, immediately following our worship service in the fellowship hall. One of the items that will be discussed will be, shall we want to apply for a vicar for the 2021 academic year? The 2019 annual reports are located in the narthex if you'd like to view prior to our meeting next week. And then also just a reminder, the January church council meeting will be held a week earlier than normal, which will be this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Now, according to my weather app on my phone, there's a possibility of snow or some inclement weather, so we will keep the council members informed if there will be a meeting or not on Tuesday. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, George. And Bill, our arborist.
Good morning. Morning, Bill. Next Saturday, we are going to be having a tree planting, hopefully, weather permitting. About 10 trees to finish out the parking lot. So if you want to come and plant trees, you're welcome, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. And Jannie.
Again, weather permitting. Pieces by Peace will be meeting tomorrow in the Fellowship Hall at 10:15. This is a group that meets once a month, the second Monday, and we do projects for the bazaar. So please come and see what we're all about.
Excellent. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. In the months of January and February, Peace Does Something Unusual, we invite in some of our partners that we pray for and support financially. And this Sunday, we are blessed to have with us Cora Tucker. She is, I forget her position, but she's kind of the head honcho, let's call her the head honcho, of Child Evangelism Fellowship. And we're going to hear more about that. Cora, what is your title again?
Local Director.
Local Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship. She's going to share with us towards the end of our service some of the ways in which we can deepen our partnership with them once again. So great to have Cora with us here as well.